Welcome into the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 18 on a Wednesday, April 20th, here, 2022. Welcome in, welcome in. I'm your host, Chris, producer, the new and the used. You can find me on all your major platforms, just as the producer named the new and the used, as well as you can find anything Pickles and Beats related. Just by searching the words Pickles and Beats or adding Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi, you'll find it. Otherwise, you can go to anchor.fm/Pickles and Beats to find the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast homepage. And then there's links, obviously, to get you off to all your favorite platforms that work best for you. But welcome in once again to episode number 18. This episode is going to be kind of more of a push to... at least the ones that stuck out to me on this episode, or anyway, kind of more on the funky vibe, or funky, you know, funk soul kind of, whether it's sample based or just maybe has some of that emotion to it, or kind of a head bob kind of feel to it. Not as much. I mean, there's definitely a track in here for sure that kind of could fit on a sleepy lo-fi-ish kind of playlist, but overall, they all have this really kind of funkier groove to them. Get us through our midweek kind of lulls, I guess, if you could say. But obviously, can't stress enough the appreciation for all of you out there listening to the podcast and sharing, liking. If you get a moment to go give a review on whatever platform you're using, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify, finding a way to... give a review by, if it's through Spotify and Anchor, you can send a direct message or you can post right on there. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can actually literally give a review and give it a star rating. Any of that helps the podcast so much to grow. The more reviews, the more comments, things like that on it, the more that people will gain access to it, to be honest with you. It's you see it kind of in the algorithm all the time, where the more comments, the more likes, the more shares, it just equates to even more shares. So appreciate those that have already been doing that. And, if you've been listening and feel the need to want to jump in and share, I appreciate that. But once again, my name is Chris, the producer of The New and the Used. You're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I'm going to jump into the very first track of our kind of funky vibe Wednesday here. I'm not feeling very funky, I guess, but the vibe is based off this music. And this first track is actually a brand new release, just came out April 1st. It's called The Truth, and it's by a collaboration track here between Ox Jack, and Gustav. I know I've definitely featured some Gustav stuff on earlier podcasts, and I think that was kind of what led me here. I was flipping through some of my new releases, release radar kind of stuff, people that are on my friends list or follow list, I guess is you should call it, or I should call it. But we're going to jump into the track and we'll listen to it on the other side, or listen to it and talk about it on the other side and break it down a little bit and talk about all the things that kind of stuck out to me before throwing it in the pickle jar here. So reminder also, you can look up Pickles and Beats daily playlist on Spotify and Apple Music playlists. You can find it on there as well. But giving a share and like on that, you'll be able to listen to all the tracks that are on each podcast as I kind of come out with them. So they're updated, you know, a couple times every single week. And these ones are on there as well. So once again, The Truth by Ox Jack and Gustav. And you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 18. Let's check it out. Thank you. Hawks Jack and Gustav with The Truth right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I'm your host, Chris, producer of The New and The Used. I love that track. That track, right away when I heard the first 15, 20 seconds, I was like, done, throw it in. Because, as again, if you've been listening for the past couple weeks, that's kind of the kick I've been on here lately. Because I listen to so much different music or so many different genres and whatnot, but lo-fi in particular. I even like the subgenres within the lo-fi scene. Again, if you've listened to the previous podcast, please go back and listen, whether it's jazz hop, chill hop, some of the boom bap stuff. I just love a wide, chill hop or laid back stuff, more of the kind of sleepy vibe stuff. I like the wide variety of lo-fi and the way it's produced and made. I think that's kind of what it draws me in. But, with this track in particular, and what I've been doing here lately is, I'm just kind of flipping through quickly, just listening, just 15, 20 seconds. And if it kind of strikes something that sounds like, hey, maybe this whole track will turn out pretty cool, I'm interested to see where it goes, I'll flip over and, just throw it into the playlist and come back to it on the podcast and see what happens. We'll give it a good listen and see what comes of it. And so this track in particular, I thought it just had a really full sound. I like those kind of soft voices that were kind of playing a percussive piece to the track. The bass was by far probably my favorite part to the whole track. Just a solid backbone. The piano's really subtle, spacey swells. It just all kind of just fit together like nice little puzzle pieces to make that whole vibe come to be. So really nice job between Gustav and Oxjack with the brand new release called The Truth. We're going to jump into another one here called Chimenea, Chimenea. Also a collaborative track here, and this is between Lo-Fi, and Deli. Now, I believe that's not The Deli, which is a separate producer, but just Deli. And once again, this is Chimenea on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode number 18. Let's check this out and we'll talk about it. Lo-Fi and Deli with Chimenea right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. That one's pretty straightforward. Definitely has that kind of funky, you just want to kind of bop along to it and let your head kind of fall in place and just kind of lock in. Those Rhodes swells, a little bit of a Wurlitzer at the beginning, or Wurlitzer kind of sample, but that Rhodes in there with the vibrato sounded actually really authentic. So I'm wondering if it's a real deal or not. I've really been seeing this common trend in these lo-fi tracks where there'll always be a breakdown, drums fall out, and it's just, you know, keyboard and guitar. Guitar kind of soloing on top of that Rhodes, or soloing on top of the piano. And it sounded great. I liked it. Really kind of brought that track together. Overall, really, really, really great track. And I'm excited about this next one. I'm really excited because this artist, I know I've featured it previously before, and I've recently just kind of gone back in and been listening to some more new stuff that they've been putting out. And it's a producer, I'm just going to call him Mark II, or MK11, or sometimes it'll just be MK space L space L. It's really kind of funky to try to search up on most of the major platforms, but, you know, it is what it is. But Mark II or MK11 or MK space L, when you're trying to look them up. But I'll also have links on all the major platforms where I post. So if you're having some trouble finding this artist as well, I highly, highly encourage you go listen to them, because across the board, all their different records they've put out, I feel like are just solid. Really cool sampling technique. You can tell they use a lot of the 404, SP-404 sampler, and a lot of sample-based stuff. I just really, really dig it. And this is one of those tracks that when I listen to it, I'm like, yes, this, I could listen to it 4, 5, 10 times a day. I just love it. So there's a track called Carry Me Away by Mark II or MK11. Check it out.
Baby, take me away. Please, please, girl.
MK2 or MK space one space one. I'm just going to say Mark II because I'm assuming that's what it is. Carry Me Away right there on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 18 here on Wednesday, April 20th. Once again, I'm your host, Chris, producer of The New and The Used. Thank you so much for coming in and giving a listen. I'm going to keep it rolling along here in just a moment. But, you know, I always have to give a second to mention some of the things that I loved or stood out to me. And, you know, right when I got back into listening to Mark II, I heard this track. This was the first one that kind of came back on one of my playlists that popped up. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this guy. And I had to, you know, save that and remind myself to go back. And I liked a bunch of them. So he'll keep coming up on my radar here. And man, I love the soul sample stuff, the soul sample work, and, you know, the saxophone. I don't know if he's either sampling Kenny G there or if he plays himself and kind of also has that that alt or the soprano saxophone kind of vibe going on. But I thought it was perfect. It's just it's great. I could let that loop. But overall, if you listen to the kind of beat tape idea album EPs that Mark II's put out, you won't be disappointed if you like that track. I like that track a lot. So anyway. we're going to move on to the next one here and kind of break it down and love it and analyze it here on a Wednesday. I hope you're getting through your week, or if you're listening past Wednesday, April 20th, and just kind of giving a go back and listen, I hope you're doing well and kind of just chilling, enjoying the music right along with us. So we're going to keep it rolling on a kind of a funky episode here with a track called I Love Being With You by Elijah Hu. And I love getting these vocal sample tracks. Vocal sample tracks are so cool. And it's, again, it might not be as heavy funk vibe as these other ones have been, but I still get this head bob feel. And I was like, it fits for this playlist. We're going to make it happen. So threw it on. So let's give it a listen and we'll talk about it. You let me know what you think right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. And remember, you can follow the daily playlist on Spotify and your major social media networks or, you know, streaming platforms that you like to use. It's all out there. You can follow the Pickles and Beats daily playlist or the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast by just searching it up as Pickles and Beats. You can find us on any major platform, whether that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, Twitch, YouTube. I keep going, right? We're on all the major platforms. But if you want to find your little link tree to all of them, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to our homepage, and you could leave us voice messages, jumping on poll questions, and, you know, so much more. So, but let's get into the music and we'll talk about it when we come back. This again, I Love Being With You by Elijah Hu. Elijah Hu right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is again episode 18. It's a short track but a sweet track. I overall like the vibe. I mean, it's definitely different from what we've had before on the podcast today, or this episode anyway. It's definitely more programmed as far as the beat goes. I thought the guitar was without a doubt the highlight. Very Wes Montgomery-ish, kind of light lead, nothing too crazy, but fits the vibe. And the those ooey voices on there, again, kind of giving it this barbershop quartet feel on there, even though it's got the chipmunk break kind of pitched up. I like those vibes. Those are the kind of things that, whether it's a early morning wake up drive with some coffee, or, you know, midday lunch kind of hanging out, or laying down for a nap, I could play that any time of the day, anywhere. It just fits. So that's why it went into the pickle jar today. We got one more track for you before we break for this episode. And it's called Summer Picnic by a producer named Jordy Chandra. And man, this track, again, just like the first one by the Truth producers, Ajax and Gustav, it really just stood out within the first 10 to 15 seconds. I was like, here we go. This is going to be a great track. So I hope you enjoy it the same way I did. And we're going to talk back a little bit before we break on the other side. But let's give it a listen first, and then we'll we'll check in. Once again, I'm your host, Chris, producer of the New and the Used, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Check it out. Summer Picnic by Jordy Chandra, right here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Once again, this is episode 18 on Wednesday, April 20th. If you're listening on April 20th, I appreciate you. I hope you're having a great Wednesday and hope you have an awesome rest of your week. If you're kind of listening post-Wednesday, I hope things are going well for you and enjoying yourself and enjoy these tracks and these picks just as much as me. But I want to also give the opportunity before I break that one down here to just remind you, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats and you can leave me direct text message, voice messages, join in on poll questions. And the real big one that I want to get to is, you know, who do you want to hear on the next podcast or the next future podcast? Is there somebody you want me to highlight? Is there something in particular you'd like me to do more of, less of? I always love getting feedback. And so the reason why I've even adjusted up to this point has been based on, you know, again, listener feedback and friend feedback and stuff like that. So any of that is always appreciated and is welcomed. So criticism or not. But I can do is say yes or no, you know, and if what I'm feeling and what I like and what I agree, I might jump in. And sometimes I might just be like, you know what, I kind of like what I'm doing. I'm just having fun. So overall, I appreciate everybody listening and giving that feedback. It's always awesome. So I just always want to highlight that because it's really, it wouldn't be the same without that, you know, reciprocation. But that track's one that stood out to me right away. I love the kind of creative melody. Even it's very repetitive. I mean, it repeats pretty much the whole track, which is, oh, let's see, I have to double check real quick. I think it's almost 2 minutes, a minute and 50 seconds. Pretty much the same loop, which is, you know, not uncommon, you know, for, you know, some lo-fi beats. And especially this one, there was a lot of, you know, isolator going on or high cut kind of sounds, which you'd get from, you know, an SP-303, 404. You could also replicate it with a DAW or anything like that as well. Operating systems and different recording softwares and stuff like that. But, you know, so it's hard to pinpoint necessarily, but it kind of had that feel of the kind of old school lo-fi vibe. I love the trumpet. It reminds me of another producer, label owner, and, you know, again, multi-instrumentalist, kind of plays all over the place, does all kinds of stuff, Farnell Newton. We did a track, we've done multiple tracks together, but our most recent one's File and Wait. Again, if you're following the New and the Used, you'll find File and Wait as probably one of the top tracks, if not the top track right now. But kind of reminds me a lot of Farnell on this track. If so, Farnell, if you're out there listening, I don't know if you agree, you probably want to jump in and play along with it. But I wrote down Farnellish when I started writing this down. Just has kind of that vibe to it. And I was like, I actually had to check. I was like, is this Farnell on this track? But a lot of isolator there. And like I said, repeating the common phrase happens, but when you can isolate things or take things in, pop things out, it overall works. And it wasn't played out over multiple minutes. It was just a quick kind of hit you and go, but it caught my ear, caught my attention, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm going to kind of leave it there. I want to, once again, as I usually do, say a big thank you to those that, if this is your first episode, thank you so much. I hope you'll come back and listen again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this point, we've been putting out episodes. And, you know, this is episode 18, and I only anticipate more and more episodes. And I want to remind everybody that this Friday, every Friday, we have a new Pickles and Beats release on all your major platforms. A release as in a track. Pickles and Beats is not just a podcast. It's actually also a label. And so along with the label, we'll release some tracks. And so we've been releasing new tracks every Friday. So please go on and just look up Pickles and Beats on your favorite platform. You'll find it in one way, shape, or form, whether it's the podcast or the music that you're listening to. And so we got a brand new release coming out on Friday, and so we'll debut it here on the podcast. But thank you so much for coming in and listening. Thanks if you've come for, like I said, the first time. Thank you so much. If you've been here a long time or coming back, thank you so, so much. And any likes, shares, follows only helps the podcast. So I hope you all have an awesome rest of your week, day, month, year, whatever you're listening. And keep it cool, keep it lo-fi, keep it safe. We'll talk soon. Peace.